Okay, today's daf is Yerushalmi Erevin Daf Lamed Hey, and we are on Lamed Dal and Amabez, second line up from the bottom. So we're talking about Erev Tchum, and where do you measure the Tchum from? The last we discussed was if a city is right next to a Nachal, next to a big ravine, do you count from outside the ravine? Do you count from the city walls? We spoke about depends on proximity. It depends on how wide it is. Okay, so now we're up to Lamed Dal and Amabez. So again, remember, if somebody is by themselves before when Shabbos starts, one is not in a city, then you count 2,000 amos from where he is. But if he's in a city, then the whole city is considered Dal and Amos, and therefore you can count 2,000 amos outside of those four amos. Rav Amar, Ir Shehi, second to last line, Lamed Dal and Amabez, Ir Shehi Benuya Ohalim. What if you have a city, but it's a tent city? There aren't any structures of houses in the city. The whole city is of tents. Says Rav, that is not a chashuv area. And therefore, kol echad ve'echad modeid me'ahalo. Everyone measures the tchum from their own tent. They don't measure from around, make a circle around the whole area, because after all, it's not chashuv enough. Says the Karbana Eda on the bottom. Irshi bunia ba'olim ve'enon bekeva. They're not set, they're not kavua. Afilu yesh harbe b'makam echad, even if there are many tents in one space. Kishir mahalech mea ama einan chashuv in ir lios karba amos. It's not called a city to be able to measure from so far and from the edges, but everyone measures from their own. Halechan modin mipetzach beso apayim at l'chal ruach. Imba, let's say, because it's not a significant of enough city. But hayusham shlosha tsrifin u'shlosha burganin. But if along with these tents there are a few stronger, more significant structures, not very significant, but even a little bit, you have a tsrifin. What are tsrifin? Right, that's no type of a hut that's made, the Chaim Kanievsky says, of hutsin and arava, made of willows and made of branches, or burganin. Burganin are a little shacks that people used to stay in for the shomrim, right? You see the burganin, says the Rav Chaim Kanievsky, sukkis l'shomrei hasados. These little shacks that used to be there for the guards in the field, v'kaviyah tfei me'ahalim. They're more significant than all of them. So if you have a few of these, then modim enachitza. Then you can count the whole city as one big city, because these little structures give the whole area a more serious feel. You remember, there is a Rishash in Sukkah on Dav Gimel, all the way at the beginning of Masechta Sukkah. If you remember, the Gemara talks about the minimum size for a Sukkah. The Gemara speaks about on Gimel Amebeis, Shitas Rebbe. Rebbe says that a house, right? It starts with a Brisa on Gimel Amed Aleph on the bottom. Bayis she'ein bo dalat amos ad dalat amos. If a house is not 4x4 amos, then they're pater from all these things. Pater mina mezuzah, mina makeh. It doesn't have the status of a bias. V'ena matami b'degah, v'ena nechle b'alti rechoma. All these halachas of, an ibur, b'hdi ayaros. So the Gemara says, in the continuation, after going through each of these, says the Gemara, let me just find the line, says the Ein osono so ibur beishtei ayaros. If you have one of these structures, a very small area, a house that's less than dalat adalat amos, so it's not chashuv enough to be able to connect two cities. Ein osan ibur beishtei ayaros. Da'afilu kiburganin lo mashvinan lei. There's that word again. Even like burganin, like a little hut, you don't treat it. What do you mean? If you had burganin in between the two cities, that would be enough to connect the two cities. But this, if you have a house that generally, a house is more than 4x4 amos. But here you have a house that was made tiny, so that is not chashiv. And it's worse than burganin. Why? My taima, burganin chazi l'mosayu. Burganin is ra'ui, a very small hut, is made to serve a certain purpose. And therefore, the shomer could sit in there in the field, and it could be a connector for the cities. But high lo chazi l'milsay. But if you have a house that's usually meant to be bigger and it's created smaller, so then less than dalat adalat, then it is not chashuv. But the Gemara here says that burganin serves a purpose. And even though usually you might say houses are bigger than these dimensions, but because this is made to serve its purpose, so therefore it is good enough. If you look in the Rishash right here, he says, this is a remez to the Chamudei Daniel. what Chamudei Daniel is the Rishash talking about. So you have to have Kolot Torah Kula on your fingertips in order to make a comment like that. So if you look in Hilchas Mezuzah, in Reish Pei Vav, the Gemara there talks about what the minimum measurements. We mentioned a couple of weeks ago that the Rambam has 10 requirements for mezuzah, right? Not all Rishonim agree. You need two side posts and you need a top, and you need, there are certain things that everybody agrees to, but the Rambam also requires doors. But if you look there in Reish Pei Vav, the Shulchan Aruch quotes the halacha that was just quoted by Rebbe in the Gemara, and that is there a minimum size? Let me just find the line. The Pischei Tshuva has it in Sif Katan Yud Aleph. Let me just find the Shulchan Aruch. The Shulchan Aruch says, Bayis She'ein Bo Dalad Amos Al Dalad Amos Pater. The Shulchan Aruch says, if you have a house, if you have a room that's less than 4x4 Amos, then Potter from Mezuzah, like she does Rebbe. V'im yesh bo kedei l'rabbei adal amos b'shaveh. What if you could have the area of 4x4 amos? You don't have 4x4, but you have, I don't know, 2x8, right? You have the area of 4x4 amos in the room. Is that good enough? Avli she'erko, that's machlokas, I think Rambam Rush. Avli she'erko yosra rachba, oshu agul, o bal hezavios, chayef. Right? The Rambam, that's good enough. It's good enough as long as you have that area. So one second. 4x4 amos is not so small. There are many rooms in our homes that are less than 4x4 amos, but we put up mezuzahs there, maybe even with a bracha. So if you have many times the kitchen, especially so you have a small apartment, the kitchen's not 4x4 amos. You don't count where the counters are. You go by living space, by walking space. So all these cases wouldn't be chayv and mezuzah. Says the Pischei Tshuva, quoting the Chamudei Daniel, B'sefer Chamudei Daniel, Nireh, Dafka beis dira tzarech shiyehei dalad amos adalad amos. A beis dira, which usually should be bigger, but it's made smaller, which shows an inferiority to this structure. That's where there's a chisaron. But if you have a area, if you have a shack, if you have a house, if you have a room that's meant to be, it serves its function, even though it's less than dalad adalad, and there's nothing wrong with it, then you'd be chayiv even less than dalad adalad. Avo beisharu merpeses vegina afil less b'dalad adalad chayavin ve'od nireh mi sheyesh lo bayis gadol v'yesh lo chadarim ktanim laniach sham chafatzim techayavim bemezuzah. Ad kan, that's the Chamudei Daniel. So that's what the Rishash says. The burganin on Sukkah Daf Gimel chazil b'sayu. It could be chashiv enough to be able to serve its purpose, and therefore there's nothing wrong with it. And you'd be chayiv bemezuzah. So here too. In our case, Rav says if you have a whole city full of tents, you do not measure from outside the tent area because it is not chashuv of a city if it's only a tent city. But if you have a couple of tzrifim or a couple of burganin, then it would be good enough. Good. Hasiv asi. One second. So we just said that if it's just a tent city, then you don't measure from outside. You measure from the outside of each tent. But the Gemara says, one second, v'haksiv, v'yatiyeh lecha michutz l'machaneh, v'heichayu nifnin lachutz. Right, but how is it? In the Midbar, the assumption is, the Karbon Eda explains, basically the question is going to be, in the Midbar, it was all tents. They were all tents. And we just said that according to Rav, if it was all tents, that you don't measure from the outside around the tents, you measure from each tent. But how would that be? Because A, the assumption is that all the encampments in the Midbar were tents. Number two, the only place they went to the bathroom was in the back, not on the sides of the Midbar, because who knows, maybe Hashem's going to tell them to go to the sides. Maybe Hashem's going to tell them to go forward. So the only place they ever went to the bathroom, and you had to go to outside the camp to go to the bathroom, right, that's what the Pasuk says, the Parshas Ki Tse'etzeh, was behind. But one second, if I lived in the front of the Midbar encampment, and then I'm gonna have, and the tchum is only from the edge of my tent, then to get all the way to the back and then go to the bathroom outside in the back, it's gonna be too far. I'm not gonna be able to go on Shabbos. That's the problem. That's what Gemara says. If you say that tents don't go by, you don't measure on the outside, and the assumption is that you didn't go to the bathroom in the machaneh, you had to go in the back of the machaneh, so then how do you get there? It would be too long. You see the Karbon Eda on top. Bar lo hayu nifnin lo lifneihem, chutz la'anan, they didn't go to the bathroom in front of the anan, shema yelchu anan va'arun l'sham, Maybe the Aaron's going to go that way. V'lo litzidei and chutz la'anan, they didn't go to the sides. Shein yodin ana yifne ha'anan lavar. They don't know which way. We assume the ana is not going to go back the same way we came. Right? But all the other directions are open. Elo la'achorei and chutz la'anan. Devadai lo yachzer ha'anan la'achorei. The anan is not going to go backwards. Alma. What do you see? Hamahalich barosh v'chutzrach l'nekavav chozer l'achorav shlosha parsos shekach haisa machane shechina. That's how long that the machane was. V'yisro b'midbar yoshve olim hayu she'enan kavua v'yafiluachim achras kol machane karba amos. So you see in the midbar they treated it all like four amos, the whole camp. So how does that fit into Shitas Rav? Answer. Or first, another question before we give the answer. Rav Chia bereid Rav Shosei Makshi hecha yoshen lebeis medrash Shosha Moshe. Same kind of question. Moshe Rabbeinu put his tent outside the machane. Remember after the Echeta Egel, he put his tent outside the machane. Whoever wanted to go there to seek out a question for Moshe Rabbeinu or ask him to daven, whatever it is, so how they go? That is the question. If it was all a whole encampment of tents. Answer: Moshe Asalem Shlosha Tzrifim Shlosha Bergenin. There were a couple of other structures besides the tents, right? Moshe Rabbeinu made some huts in order to, you know, give the camp a little more chashivas. I guess having the Aron in the middle wasn't enough. But the Mishkan, Lachora, the Mishkan, was that called an Ohel? I mean, it was. It had curtains on top, but the Gemara does not have that as a possibility. That itself gives it chashivas. Okay. But Moshe made these little huts, shlosha shlishim and shlosha bergenin. Amar Rabbi Yosa, one second. Mikiva shechonim v'nosin al pi adibur, kimi shahayu chonim la'olam. The question is about the girsa, whether this is, the girsa of the Shah or la'olam, whether it's a rhetorical or statement. Let's go with the statement. Rabbi Yosi says, since they followed HaKadosh Baruch Hu, so they never left without permission from HaKadosh Baruch Hu. So it was Ki'ilu, it was permanent. It was a permanent dwelling because they didn't move until HaKadosh Baruch Hu told them to go. Says the Gemara, Amar Biosi Barbun, Mikivan Sheftichan HaKadosh Baruch Hu, Shu Machlisan La'aretz, Kibishu La'olam. Kibishu La'olam. Right? If Hashem promised them to go into Eretz Yisrael, so you know it's going to be temporary. You know they're only here for, right, we had the Shaka Vataya three times already in Masechah Shabbos. So you know it's going to be temporary. So, of course, it's not going to be considered Kavua. So what are you talking about? Because HaKadosh Baruch Hu no say, Al Pi Adibur? So the Gemara says, okay, it must be, have to go back to their first answer. Aleh Amar Be'avin, Moshe Uzzalin, Shalosha Srifa, Shalosha Borganin. Right, we tried to give a second answer of, oh, it's because of the Tzivui of Hashem, because we follow Hashem, that's why it's considered permanent. But that answer did not hold, and therefore we go back to the earlier answer that Moshe Rabbeinu must have made extra structures in order to give it chashivus according to Rav. Good. So this is a halacha, and it's even connected to two of the mitzvahs relating to going to the bathroom after the machane. Right? The pasuk says in the Parshas Kisetze that one has to v'yati alecha michutz l'machane v'yatzas l'sham achutz. One has to go to the bathroom outside the machane in order to keep the kedusha of the machane. We know the HaKadosh Baruch Hu Shechina is in the machane, and just like there are halachas of Beis HaKnesses and Beis HaMedrash and Tefillah, machane, the Torah tells us that the machane is kadosh, and therefore there's halacha. The chinuch counts two mitzvahs following the Rambam. Mitzvah tovkov samach vav. Mitzvah 566 and 567. Right? Mitzvah 566. Mitzvah lahaskin yad b'machane. It's a mitzvah to have a separate area outside the machane to relieve oneself. Shinitz tavinu kishayitzu chayalo seinu lamelchama. It's a mitzvah that probably most of us have never been able to fulfill. But those who are Yotzi L'Melchama, are Chayalim, are able to fulfill this mitzvah, to be able to keep their machane, if it's safe to go outside and have a separate place to go to the bathroom. K'sheyesu Chayal Zeyla L'Melchama, k'shenachin v'niyachid l'chel, makom yadua, sh'yehesham kal ish yotze laso tzrachav. K'dei shelo ya'asu tzarcheyam b'chol makom, u binos hamalonos k'moshe ya'asu Ha'umos. V'alzanem or v'yatiyah l'chem yichos l'machaneh. V'lashen sifri el yad el ha'makom. Yad is a place. Yad v'ashem. Right, it's a pasuk in Navi. Meitziv lo yad. Yad. Bisharshi a mitzvah, and the shorsh of the mitzvah says the chinuch. Kiyab, because the pasuk says, Geshem al kecha mesalai bekar bachanecha, vaya machanecha kadosh. Hashem is amongst you in the machanech, klomar, nafsho sunsho Yisrael dveikus b'shchina la'olam. The souls of the Jewish people are always connected to Hashem. V'kol shekein b'machaneh, shekula nikiyeh hanefesh. Surely in a machaneh of milchama, Hashem Shechina is there. Ki kol ayarei me'aver shebiyado. Remember those, right, the earlier left the battlefield. Even those that spoke between Tzilin Shel Yad and Tzilin Shel Rosh. Kfar halachlo v'shav alabayis v'nishira tovim, asher ruach elokim shochin b'socham. V'roi lem la'amod b'nikiyus kasher yadua u'mafursam. Shanakias mida min hamidos hatovos mevila de ruach hakodesh, and therefore one has to keep this this mitzvah. The chinuch says this mitzvah is on the men because they're the fighters. The minchas chinuch says milchamas mitzvah, even the women go out. So why does he say only on the men? Okay, but that's the mitzvah latkin yad, and then there's a separate mitzvah to bring a shovel and tools in order to be able to bury one's waste. Lios lo kalechad mibnei achayil yos yasei tuluya amkli milchamto. So I know one chayal who asked this to the posik bezman hazeh. Should we take a little shovel? So if there are other ways to cover, you know, what about taking bags, taking other types of kalim in order to cover? That might be part a kiyum of this mitzvah, because the whole point of the mitzvah is to be able to have tools in order to cover one's waist. So if there are other ways to cover one's waist, then that would be part of the mitzvah. Okay, let's continue. Says the Gemara. So what do we say? If you have there is a whole area of tents, that's not a chashev enough of an area, and therefore you measure from the edge of the tent, unless you have a couple of other structures which would give it more chashivus. So when we measure a city, says the Gemara, Murabeya Ribua Olam, we measure when we draw the square. Remember what the Mishnah said, that we draw a circle around the whole city, let's say a regular city, not a tent city, and then you make a square or a rectangle around that circle, in order to be niskar es hazavias, you want even the corners to be included in the tchum. So when you make the square, you make it on a perfect angle. Meaning you want to make it north, south, east, west. You don't make it like a diagonal. Kedei she'yeh ma'arav la'ma'arav shalolam, so that the west of it is to the west of the world. V'darom la'darom shalolam, and the south is to the south. Amar Reb Yosa, imeni yodei l'chav enes haruchos. Let's say you don't have a compass. You don't know exactly. You want to create the borders. And you know, then the last parak, you're going to leave 15 amas, you know, on the edge in order for people who might make mistakes. But you want to make it as exact as possible. So if you don't know, save la mei menat kufa. So learn some astronomy. If you learn some astronomy, so then you'll be able to draw it exactly. Because at different times of year, the sun, yes, the sun always rises in the east and sets in the west, but on a different angle, depending on the time of year. So if we really analyzed astronomy and we knew it, we'd be able to look up at the sun and watch its movement each day and where it is in the horizon. And in that way, we'll be able to know, you know, what's due east and what's due west, right? You can't just look at the sun every day and say, okay, that's due east, because depending on the time of year. So if we would watch it every couple of days, every couple of weeks from the seasons, then we'll be able to learn it. If we watch it from the place that it rises in the middle of the summer, the first of Tekufas Tamuz, on Malkom she's Orachas Be'achad, Tekufas Teves in the winter, right? If we would watch that, Elu Pnei Mizrach, that's the whole eastern range. And therefore, if we would watch that, we'd be able to figure out exactly what due east is. And also where the sun sets in the winter. And where it sets in the summer. Then you'd be able to know the whole west. And once you know the east and west perfectly, then then you'd be able to know north and south. We dash from the pasuk. Holechal darom. Bayom, v'soviv al tzafon, balayla, soviv holech haruach, v'alsviv osav, shav haruach. So, Shlomo HaMelech knows in the beginning of Koheles, he tells us, look around at the world and you'll be able to come to recognize Hashem. Elu p'nei ha-mizrach ve'hamarav. So, if somebody is ever not exactly sure and they don't have their compass with them, so just study the sun for a couple of weeks and you'll know exactly how to do it. So, the Gemara says, okay, that would help if you have time to study. Nicha b'shilo u'bebeis alamim.
fine in Shiloh, right, where the Mishkan was for 369 years, right? So you know it's not moving anywhere. So you're going to set it up, right, after 14 years in the, after they came into Eretz Yisrael, in Gilgal, they were going to set it up, they were going to be there for a while, so you could, you know, go slowly and look at the sun and come to it. Or the Beis Olamim and the Beis HaMikdash, also, you have time. Again, there are various names for the Beis HaMikdash. There's Beis Olamim, there's Beis HaMikdash, there's Beis HaBechira, right, there's different names, and each one reflects something different. Beis HaBechira is Hashem chose it. Beis HaMikdash is the sanctity. Maybe that's more Mitzidenu, right? Hashem chose HaMakom Asher Yivchar. That's what HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Beis Olamim, right? It has to do with its eternity. So the question, the Gemara says, fine, Shiloh and Beis Olamim. But what's the question? What about the Midbar? In the Midbar, Bnei Yisrael, right? Hashem stopped the cloud stopped. You have to set up the Mishkan right then. You don't have time to wait for the seasons. So how did they set up the Mishkan? And the to put it exactly, it should be has to be miduyak in terms of measurements, right? They didn't have time to measure. You see the carbon aid on the bottom. Nicha b'shilo beis olamim kivan shayu machavdin amidaso b'rishon aribu shalolam. When they set up the makomos hakadoshim, it was in perfect you know, directions to the due east, west, north, south. Sulo eitz richin. V'yimachavnim b'zvichat ha-shamash. They'll be able to focus on the rise and the setting of the sun. Aval b'mishkan b'midrash yinosum v'chonim kama pa'amim. But in the midbar, where they went back and forth and back and forth, eich hayu machavnim. So how did they do it? How did they do it? So we're not going to get to the answer for a little while. But first the Gemara quotes a brisa. D'mar rebacha bar shem Shmuel bar Rav Yitzchak kama yagu neviim harishonim. How much, how hard the Nevi'im Rishonim worked, la'asos shar ha-mizrachi sh'te'achama b'tzamtzem esbo. To say that the eastern gate of the Beis HaMikdash, right, that faced Harazesim, and by Paraduma, the Kohen Gadol, if you remember, stood on Harazesim, and looked towards the east, towards Arabayas, how they sweated and they worked so much to get that exactly due east. So they chama mitzamsem esbo, so that the sun shined and grazed it be'echad mitukufas teves. Then on the first day of the winter season, tukufas teves, the sun grazed it. Ube'echad mitukufas tamuz, and on the first day of tamuz, meaning it worked out exactly on the solstices. Shiva shemos degolosh. Once we're on the topic, there are seven names that this gate has. This gate, the eastern gate, has seven names: Shar Sur, Shar Hayisod, the foundational gate. Shar Charsis. Charsis is an lashon of the sun. Shar Itun, from the word Asa, to go in. Shar HaTavech, the middle gate. Shar HaChadash, Shar HaElyon. So where do all these names come from? And if you look in the back, one of the Achronim, L'chaim B'Yushalayim, says these are Kneged, the seven names of the Eight Sahara, which the Gemara says, I think in the Masech HaSukkah, and he goes through each of them, how they Kneged the Eight Sahara. Shar Sur, Shasham Hayu Tmeim Parshim. Shar Sur, Sur means to turn away. This is where those who were Tamei could come to, and then they had to turn. Then they had to turn away because they couldn't go further. Like the Mishnah is described in the first paragraph of Masechas Kelim, that different Tamei people were able to go up until a certain area. Here, you could have people who were Tamei Meis had to turn around here. Right? Somebody who was Tamei Saras cannot come close here. There he's outside of Shalosh Machanos. But Tamei Meis could go all the way till here. Hadu Dechziv Suru Tamei Kirulamo. Shar HaYisod, the foundational gate, Shasham HaYomiyastinas Halacha. Why is it called Shar HaYisod? Because this gate was close to the Lushkas HaGazes. Lushkas HaGazes, where the Sanhedrin sat on the northeastern side of the Azara. So this was pretty close to the eastern gate, and that's where the halacha went. Reki mitzion teitzei Torah. Halacha went out from the Bezan HaGadol to the whole world, and that's why this gate was called Shar HaYisod. That's the Rambam's lashon in the beginning of Hilchos Mamrim. Bezdin HaGadol shebi Yerushalayim heim ikar Torah shebal peh veheim amud ha-hura'a umehem, from there chok u'mishpat yotzei l'chol Yisrael. From there, all of law goes out. V'yaleim evticha Torah, sh'ne'emar al pi ha-Torah she'yerucha, v'al mishpat she'yom alucha ta'aseh, zu mitzvah zaseh. And that's where the Sanhedrin sat, right there. And then the Rambam goes through in the second parak, all the powers of the Bezdin HaGadol and the chiyuv that we have to listen to the Bezdin HaGadol in Yerushalayim. So that's related to the second name here, Shar HaYesod, because they're Miyaseh the Halacha. Shar Charisis, Shehi Mechave Kenegas Yuchas Achama. Shar Charisis, that's due with the sun. Kenegas the shining. Heich Da'atamar, Ha'omer Lacheres, V'lo Yizrach. Right, that Hashem ever said to the sun, and it didn't, rise. Right, that's in, Eov. Shar Ha'ison, Shumashamish Kisiv Yitzia, Shar Ha'ison, for the word Asa, that it serves going in and going out. Shar, even though the pot, there's another pasuk that says that you never went in the same way you went out of the base of Mikdash. That the, Hashem wanted us to be able to be inspired every time we went through a doorway in the base of Mikdash. So even if you'd go through the same doorway a second time, wouldn't it be as inspiring. So there's a pasuk, I think, in Yechezkel that says that whatever the way they went in, they did not go out. So even though here it says, it serves for Kisiv Yitzia. Shara Tavach Shub Yusa Beishdei HaSha'arim. Shara Tavach, the middle gate, because it is in between two other gates. Shar Chadash Hashem Chitshu Sofrim is Halacha. Shar Chadash, that's where Sofrim are Mechadish the Halacha. So how do you put this together with Miyaseh the Halacha and Mechadish? Different purposes of the Sanhedrin HaGadol. They made new halachas and they were miyase the old halachas. Shar ha'elyon shu lamala. We'll switch the gears to mehar abayis hachel ve'ezras hanashim. It's a little higher, right? Because there were steps in between the different azaris as you got higher up until this area. Umali yasei raisa beis olamim, and there was an extra maila that it went up in the beis hamikdash. But either way, says the Gemara, back to our question. So we know that in the Beis HaMikdash and in the Mishkan Shiloh, they would have time to go based on the horizons and see where the sun sets and rises. But in the Midbar, how would they know? And the halacha is to set up exactly due north, south, east, west. So how would they be mechaven? So the Gemara says, Amar Rabbi Acha, Aron hoye mechavin lemesaruchos. Right when the Bnei Levi put the Aron down, the Aron adjusted itself, and the Aron went exactly in the east-west position. And therefore, they knew exactly based on the Aron, they knew exactly how to set up the walls around it. Hadahu d'chsiv. This is what is reflected. V'nasu hakahasim nosei hamikdash. The Bnei Kahas who carried the mikdash traveled ze ha'aron. Right, that's referring to the Aron Ve'ekimu, B'nei Merari, Yisamishkan Ad Baroam, B'nei Kahas, Sha'aleim Hayu Ha'aron Nasun. And once the Aron was there, then they were able to put up the Mishkan, because now they knew exactly where to build it from. Good. So that's another one of the miracles that we had, that the Aron was able to show them exactly directional. Kesar Yisrael Mahalcha Mamidbar. How, once we're on the topic, how did Bnei Yisrael travel in the Midbar? We know when they encamped. That's what the Torah describes. Right? You have the Aron in the middle and three Shvatim on each side. Right? You have each of the described in Parshas by Midbar. But what about when they traveled? Did they travel like that too? Right? In that way with the Aron in the middle and north, south, east, west? Or did they travel in a line? Did they travel in a line? Two Shvatim, two sets of Shvatim, and then the Aron, and then two other sets of Shvatim. So, one says, Keteva, which means like the first way that we described. As they encamped, they traveled that way too. Keteva, like a box that surrounded the middle. V'charana amar kakorin, or like a board, like straight, they went in a line. Mandamar Keteva, why would one say like a teva? Kasher yachnu ken yisou. Right, that not only describes that they did walk, but how they walked. Just like they encamped in that structure, so too they traveled in that structure. Mandamar kakora, why board? Why would you say board? Maase l'chol machlos l'savosam. Because Dun is described as the last one. And he gathered up everything that people lost. He's maasef. So if he wouldn't be behind everybody exactly, if it was Keteva, right? Only if there's a line, he's the last one. That's why it must be that it was a line. What does each one do with the other one? Mandabar Kakora, Mamakaim Keteva. According to one, it says they travel like a board in one line. What does he do with the other positive of Keteva? Kasher Yachnu, can you sow? It just means they traveled like they encamped, not in terms of shape, but in terms of that they listened. Just like they encamped based on whatever Hashem told them to stop, so too, when they traveled, they went by HaKadosh Baruch Hu told them. But that doesn't mean that in that structure. According to one who says they travel like a surrounding a box. So what does it mean? What about the ma'asef? Done. Because even if they traveled in the square, Don was still in the back. He was still and he was a large shevet. And he was in charge of Hashavas Aveda. He could still spread out and go behind all of them. He was the largest shevet. Remember the Ha'ara of the Chavetz Chaim, who says that Dun, if you remember, had one son, right? One special needs son, Chushim. And he said, isn't it interesting that from this one special needs son came the largest shevet? Right, Dun Ma'asev Kol HaMachnas. He was the one at the end. While let's say Binyamin, who had 10 sons, right, and he was ended up being one of the smallest shvatim. Says the Chavetz Chaim, imagine what those family get-togethers were like in the days of Yaakov Avinu, and the children were there and the grandchildren. They probably looked at Dun and Nebuch, you know, one little son. What's going to be with that shevet? And who knows? Says the Chavetz Chaim, who knows what's going to be in the future generations? You know, from that one Chushim came such a large Shevet, and from those 10 sons of Binyamin wasn't such a large Shevet. So we never know. We just have to do our Hishtadlus, and HaKadosh Baruch Hu will do the rest. Okay, we'll have to stop here. Hashem will continue.